listening to the Spartacus Roosevelt Hour. Total Music Immersion.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
Welcome to episode 289 of the Spartacus Roosevelt Hour, your monthly dose of make-believe travel logs. This is Spartacus, your host. This episode began with Tempter by Stereolab. That's from the Switched On sampler Little Pieces of Stereolab, which is a sampler of the large collection of B-sides and alternate cuts and hard-to-find rarities that Stereolab did call Switched On. After that, we heard Inverted Vertigo by Heath. That's on The Liar's Tale on Pan. And that set ended with New World by Swanox from Roadie Runner. That's on Not Not Fun. Show notes, feed information, direct download, SpartacusRoosevelt.com. This next set begins with Tie by Nooms. That's from the Eulatai release on Rocket. That was 1914 by Esmerine. That's from the Lost Voices album on Constellation from several years ago. Before that, we heard Bitterroot Valley Suite 3, Wind. That's by Jim White and Marissa Anderson from the Swallowtail release on Thrill Jockey. And that set began with Tie by Nooms from Ulitai on Rocket. Back into the music with the single NPC by Tanuki-chan, that's on Car Park.
Yeah.
That was Kiteki, the Colloid version by Seto Imaje from Colloid. It's on Revenge International. Before that was the Metronomy remix of Nice Town by Metronomy and Pan Amsterdam from the Nice Town single on Ninja Tune. Before that was Helden, the great electro prog. I'd say it was krautrock, but they were French from the early 70s. The track was Northern Land Lady from Electronic Gorilla that's been reissued by Bureau B. And that set began with the single NPC by Tanuki-chan on Car Park. Finishing up the music this month with Where the Bow is Broken by Hillary Woods from Acts of Light on Sacred Bones. I was looking through the show notes of the early days of the show, and I noticed an album I played a couple of times by the Broadway Project. The Broadway Project is Daniel Berridge, who's done lots of score work, but I remembered really being into this record, so I went back and listened to it. It deserves the classic status. It's some of the post Boards of Canada electro things with some vaguely hip-hop loop drums. It's easy to see how he progressed into score work. It's a real interesting signpost of the early 2000s electronic music and how some of it was lending to the epic soundtrack scale while still maintaining some of the electronic music footholds, such as electronic hip-hop beats and loops and things like that. I really found it an interesting listen after all this time. So once again, that's Infinite by the Broadway Project. It streams everywhere, but I have a link to the YouTube music stream on the website. Next month is an anniversary. 19 years of the show. Thank you for listening.